You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
So the Olympics are just wrapping up, right? The closing ceremonies were this morning, and I told you a couple weeks ago how much I love the Olympics. I especially love those sports that you don't get to see throughout the rest of the year until the Olympics happen. But one of the things that really intrigues me about the Olympics is how finely tuned each of these athletes are, and I love learning about the different training regimens, and I especially love hearing about the nutrition side of things. Because each person, they have their own trainer that works specifically them to tell them exactly what their body needs, what's best for their body. And the training program and the nutrition program is going to be different for different people, not only between different sports, but also different people inside those sports. You know, swimmers and divers, they're going to have a very different training regimen. They're going to have a very different nutrition program, even though they're both jumping into the same pool. Swimmers, and again, this will vary by individual swimmers because their bodies are different, but also because, you know, one might swim 500 meters and the other one might, or 50 meters or 1,500 meters. But swimmers, during the peak of their training, might consume 5,000 upwards to 12,000 calories a day to be able to get their body in the best shape. But divers, on the other hand, they don't exert as much energy while they're training. Their energy is spent walking upstairs. But they also want to keep their bodies very lean so that they can do the flips and things that they need to do. So in the peak of their training, they might consume only 1,500 calories in a day, right? They have very different goals for their bodies, so they need to build up their bodies in different ways. Well, today we're continuing our series in Ephesians as we continue to read through this letter that Paul has written to the church of Ephesus to encourage them and build them up. And as we dive into Ephesians, get it? There it was. Jeff, I thought you'd have got it right away. All right, good. As we dive into Ephesians, I'm going to encourage you to open up your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. We're not going to read from it yet, but I just want you to have it open in front of you. That's page 977 in your pew Bible, if that's what you're going to use today. But today, we're transitioning. We're transitioning from the first half of Ephesians, the first three chapters, to the last half. Last week, we heard this blessing from Paul, and it was kind of the pinnacle of the letter, and now we're transitioning. So in the first half of this book, we see Paul teaching and reminding the church of Ephesus who those people are, right? That they are children of God adopted into his family. The family of God, that they've been saved by grace through faith, that they've been brought out of death and into life. Right? And that's a reminder that we need each and every day, that you and I were once dead in our sins, but the Spirit of God has made us alive. Whether the Spirit used his word or the waters of baptism, as we saw with little Isla this morning. If you have faith in Jesus, you have been made alive. And again, it's not because of anything that you have done, lest you should boast, but because of what Jesus has done in your life and because of the faith that you have been given by the Spirit. And so that's what we hear in the first half of Ephesians. But now as we transition into the second half of this letter, Paul pivots to telling us what that should look like in our lives. Right? Now that you've been saved by grace through faith, what does it look like to live out that faith in your life? What does it look like to live out faith on Monday and Tuesday and throughout the rest of the week? So that's what we're going to start seeing as we get to this last half of the letter to the people of Ephesus. And one of the pictures that Paul uses often is of the church. He uses it here in Ephesians. He uses it throughout his letters. He gives us this picture of the people of God, the church, as the body of Christ. So the question that I want us to think about today is, what's the proper nutrition and what's the proper training regimen for this body of Christ? And to be able to answer those questions, we need to answer a bigger question. And that question is, what's the goal of this body, right? Because swimmers and divers, they have different goals. So they go under, they undergo different training regimens and nutritional programs. What's the goal of the body of Christ? Well, the goal of the body of Christ is to glorify God and to grow the body of Christ so that all might know who Jesus is. So if that's the goal, what's the nutrition that this body needs? So let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to start with verse 11 and read a few verses. It says this, it says, Cooper, go a little, there it is, yep. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. All right, so Cooper, go back to verse 11 because I just messed up the slides for this service. But you have been given apostles. You've been given prophets. You've been given evangelists. You've been given pastors and teachers to build you up in the knowledge of Jesus, to mature you into manhood and womanhood. The nutrition that you need is here. It is here in this place as you hear God's word. Right? It's in Sunday school. It's in confirmation. It's in Bible study. And it's right here. Right? It's right here as you are filled with his body and his blood for the forgiveness of sins, that everlasting bread, not the bread that just fills us up for a few hours, but the bread that fills us for life. Your nutrition is right here. You know, that proper nutrition, again, it's being filled with God's word, both here, but then also in your homes and in your families. Another way that Paul teaches us to glorify God is by growing the body, right? That all might know who Jesus is. Again, let's take a look at our text starting with verse 11. And we'll read a little bit further this time. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. But rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Right, the ultimate way that we glorify God is to play our part in growing the body of Christ, to help more people know about Jesus and be joined to the body of Christ. Now, ultimately, that's the Spirit's work, right? To bring people to faith. But here again, verses 11 and 12 says, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Notice, he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. It doesn't say he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to do all the work of ministry. You know, my job, according to Paul, is to equip you to do the work of ministry. It's not to do all of the ministry. It's to equip you to play your part in the building up, in the growing of the body of Christ. This year, the church council has a few focus targets, a few targets that they want to focus on this year. And one of those is how to connect each and every one of you to God's mission, to not be passive consumeristic Christians, but to be men and women of God who live out their faith and raise up Christ followers in their families and in their communities. So one of the things that we've done is to put together a survey. to see how we can connect you to God's mission. And this is a survey that's gone out in the trunk line a couple times, but today we're going to work on it together. So if you've already filled out the survey, you can take a 3-minute nap, and that's what you get for working ahead. There's three ways that I want you to, that we're going to connect with this survey today. So if we can go to the next slide, there are two digital ways that you can connect to the survey, either by scanning the QR code or going to trinityfremont.com/serve. So right now, if you've got a phone and you want to use that, pull it out. Otherwise, if you'd like a paper copy of this, raise your hand, and we've got some great volunteers who already filled this out, kind of, not really, but they will. They're serving, right? So if you've got, if you want a paper copy of that, raise your hand, and they'll bring them around. We want all of you to take time right now. So if you're joining us online, again, go to trinityfremont.com/serve. When you get to that page, at the bottom of that page, there will be a couple blue words, say clicking here. Click there, and that will take you into that survey. If this is not your church home, that's okay. I'd still love for you to take a look at this, because this might give you ideas into how you can serve in your church home, in your community. So while you're getting there, I think there are a couple more. I'm going to hand out a couple more. Again, if you want that paper copy, raise your hand and we'll get those to you. But we want all of you to be connected to this. And even kids, right? Even youth. You just want paper. There you go. This is what I love about this service is we've got our youth that just absolutely love to volunteer and connect. So, all right, so as you get to that survey, the first few questions are going to be just information about who you are so that we can connect with you well. So fill out that contact information. But then there are two questions, the last two questions that I want us to really focus on today. The first one says, or question 8 says, click areas that you may be interested in serving, right? This is where both here at Trinity and in the community, you can get connected to God's mission, right? So find something or find some things that you think, this is my passion. I'd love to get connected to God's mission in that way. At the very bottom of that, there's an other. Maybe there's something else, some other way that you want to get connected to God's mission, because this list is not exhaustive. There are ways that there are places that you might want to get connected both here and in the community. Go ahead and write that out. Right above that, there's a not interested at this time, because we felt like we had to put that, but don't click it. No, we really want to encourage you to at least find something, even if like you're like, I'm incredibly busy, maybe there's 2 minutes that you've got to be able to do something. But we want you to look into that. And that also might be something that this summer or years down the road where we might be able to come back and say, hey, are you able to connect in that way? The last question, question 9, is about knowledge and skills that you might be able to share with others. Now, there's two intents, two reasons for this question. The first one, the main one is this year in our school, we're going to have a number of electives for our middle school students. So a lot of these that are on here are things that the students said, hey, I'd like to learn more about that. So initially, that might be where you can share some of your knowledge with our middle school students, but also with our community here at Trinity and then the community at large. It's these things that mature us in our faith. It's coming, it's growing, being nourished by His Word, and then going out and serving others, loving others, living out our faith. All right, so as you're filling those out, again, finish filling that out. If you've got the online survey, just click submit at the end. Or if you've got a paper survey, we'll collect those on the way out after service today. But it's these things that mature us, right? We talk a lot about hearing God's Word, reflecting on it, and then putting it into practice. And I use that word practice very purposefully because it's the practice of living out our faith that matures us. As you serve here in this place and in your community, that the first few times might be awkward. It might not be easy, but the more you do it, the more you practice, the more you mature. And there are some places on here, and I specifically, when I say that, I think of the comfort team, the comfort dog team. right? So many of those who have served on the comfort dog team said that it took them out of their comfort zone, right? They weren't the ones being comforted. But as they did it, it's become more a part of who they are. And this is one especially, like, we're pretty close to getting a second dog at Trinity as we're building that team. And so if that's something that interests you, especially we're looking for some caretakers, some people that keep the dogs in their homes and take care of them throughout the weeks. If that's something that interests you, mark that down. But there are all these different ways that we can connect, and we'd love to reach out for you. There's different ways that you can help lead in worship, to fill out to help with the tech booth, to sing in a choir or on the praise team. There's just different ways that we can serve. And as we serve together, as we serve here in this place, we build up the body and we grow together in unity. All the people that I talk to say, you know, yes, I love going worship, but it was this thing that I served with a bunch of people. That's really where I found my family. Or this, you know, handbells, that we just became this family that worked together and served together. So as you serve together here in this place, you build up the body and you grow together in unity. And then as we serve in the community with the goal of growing the body of Christ, we build up the body and we grow together in unity. So this week, as you hear God's word, as you reflect on it, as you put it into practice, may you be fed by his word, may you be fed by his body and blood, and then may you go out and live out your faith. Put it into practice as you work together to serve each other, to serve our community, and to grow the body of Christ. Amen.